I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It's your girl, Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm good. My family's good. And another day above ground, you already know. It's been a minute since I've been on here. And honestly, life has just been happening for me. Been busy trying to figure some things out, reroute a future plan, take care of my family, and try to be happy. You know, I lost a good friend whom I thought was like one of my best friends, and I thought that they would be in my life for a very long time. And I was very disappointed when it became reality that we were no longer friends. I started accepting things for what it was instead of what I wanted it to be and what I imagined it was gonna be. Instead of holding on to all the happy memories, all the good things, I started looking at it as reality of what our friendship was. We both changed. The difference was me changing, wanting understanding, wanting respect, wanting trust was never important in my perspective to my friend. Them wanting to be able to trust, to be respected, to have friends that's in your life that you love and care about was important, but it was important to me too because you always want the people in your life to be happy. But what's crazy is it got to the point where it was always something that they were searching for. You know, they would be online searching for someone or something to connect with, to build a friendship with. And every flaw of mine, every circumstances and situation that I was in, I was being judged by. And to this day, they never fully saw it for what was presented to me. And I don't judge them for it, because everybody deserves to be happy, and everybody knows, should have an idea of what they want and need in their life. And it took me a minute, but I realized I wasn't it. I wasn't that friend that they needed. I wasn't that friend that they believed in, that they could depend on. I wasn't that friend that they loved unconditionally. Like, I wasn't it. And as hurtful as it was, as exhausting as the process was to me, for me to get to this point, it was so necessary, so very necessary. You know, sometimes we go through life just trying to show up for people in whatever way we see, you know. And I've said on my podcast a few times that communication is key. Like, you could show up for a person 50 million times, but if you're not showing up in the capacity that that person needs you, it's as if you didn't. Now, if that person asks you to show up a certain way and you can't or you choose not to, ultimately it's up to that other person to decide if they still want you in their life showing up the way that you are only capable of doing. And sometimes people give you grace and mercy. Sometimes people are patient and understanding, and sometimes people still will love you despite your limitations because they see the effort that you give. I've dealt with friends that would say, I'll work on it. I'll try and I'll be mindful of it. I had one friend that I just kept looking at the greatness of them because I thought they were amazing, smart, intelligent, strong, hardworking people. And no matter how they made me feel, no matter how many times I felt like I wasn't trusted, no matter how many times I felt like I wasn't good enough in that friendship or I wasn't given enough in that friendship, I still believed in them. Still tried to support, still tried to love them, still tried to be their cheerleader because I wanted them to win. And I always felt like if they win, I'm winning. Regardless of where we're at in our life. But I realized somewhere in the midst of that, that person resented me and they didn't realize it. At least I didn't feel like they realized that they resented me. For you to have a close friend that you would consider a best friend, and you're out looking for other friends to fill the void of that friend, that you're not communicating with that friend, it was hurtful. It was hurtful. I remember the last communication that we had, I had asked them to help me learn how to do something because they're really great at it. And they attempted to, I guess, take care of it right then and there, but they had got phone calls, then I had got phone calls. And I remember calling them back later on that day. I left a message, and I left a message the next day. I never heard back from them. Never heard back from them. Up until recently, they sent me an email about a bill. And I could only respond as honest as possible. I am trying to figure some things out, because I was. That friend went from being a close friend, someone that I probably would have always looked out for, always been concerned, constantly pray for, want the best for, till I was nothing to them. And if I was something to them, I don't know how. I didn't see it. When they stopped communicating with me, I respected their boundaries. I respected how they felt. And I allowed them to prosper and grow, and I wish them all the best. And I am happy to feel that they're happy. Now, with me, I am good. I am good. Now, yeah, I am still figuring some things out. Life is still happening. Kids are still being kids. I still have a lot of responsibilities. There are times where I feel very overwhelmed because there are so many things that are dependent on me, especially my daughter with disability, helping family. And there are plenty of times when I wonder why people don't check in on me. Why people don't think I need a break. Why people don't think, how is she really? Is she okay? And I don't get that all the time. But it's okay. I learned a long time ago that no matter how many people are in your life and show up in your life, at the end of the day, you're gonna be the one to get yourself out of that bed, out of that dark space, get dressed, face the world in whatever capacity that means to whoever. And sometimes it's very hard. It's exhausting. Sometimes you don't even see how you did it. But you still have to do it because ultimately it's up to you to keep moving. It's hard. Life is hard. Family is hard. Work is hard. The one thing that should be easy, which is love, is hard.
So, I said all that to get to the point of my podcast today, which is about dating. Moving on. You know, there's so many layers to dating. And when you're not the type of person that is open to talking about dating, or if you're not in the market for dating, sometimes you forget how hard it is for men and women to date out here. Because there's so many camouflage when it comes to it. You know, so many people are false pretenders, catfish people, they lie, they scheme, and so much that goes into some of these people's mindset of dating is very scary. So I always advise people to date smart and cautiously. You know, dating long distance, dating locally, all of that really is important, because you're dating long distance, you're basically trusting the person to be truthful to you to the best of their ability, whatever that means, you know? You giving a person the benefit of the doubt and believing in the information that they're giving you. But it's so easy for people to scheme, lie, cheat, hide, and live a double life when you're dating people out of state. You know what I mean? And it's so hard to trust people because people is like, I can have multiple women and no one would ever know about each other because it's not like you can just catch a taxi and come to my house. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's happening with a lot of people because there are so many people that are dating off of social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and they're meeting these people that are reaching out to them in their DMs and they're responding and they're turning into fuckboys, players. And we're not talking about just 20-something-year-old men, 30-something-year-old men. We're talking 40, 50, 60-year-old grown-ass men and women that are playing these bogus ass games. And it's scary to think that people are falling for men and women that are out here trying to finesse people. It's like, why are you doing that? Because there's so many women or men in your area that you probably can relate to or connect with, but you are wasting people's time in other states, in other areas. And it's like, why are you, like, why? What's the point? Now, most of my friends know that I'm a critic when it comes to dating long distance. And the reason is because when you want to have date night, you want to just be able to turn to someone that's going to alleviate your stress. You want to be able to just go hang with a person or just get a hug from the person that you love and care about. They're not local. You don't get that. You have to pick up a phone and just find relief in their voice. And don't get me wrong, you can possibly meet a person that can connect to you in that deep level so that their voice will soothe you. It will comfort you. But you have to be willing to put in the work and sacrifice for that to work. You know what I mean? And not everybody wants to do that because people want what they want, when they want it, how they want it. And long distance, it doesn't always work for them. I think so many people are careless with dating. You know, they don't close those chapters. They just stop communicating with these women, leave these women out there wondering what's going on. What did I do wrong? What happened? Especially if they really like the person. It's like, what did I do wrong? And it has so many successful men that listen to these podcasts, assholes, that it's like, what do you bring to the table? And they're so caught up in what a woman brings to the table, they don't even give a about the woman. They just give a fuck about what they don't have to do for that woman because they're worried about what that woman brings to the table. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. So be careful. There's still STDs and AIDS and people living double lives. There's still all these different types of things that is going on. Protect your heart. Protect your spirit. And if something doesn't feel or sound right, run. There have been people that have never really closed the chapters on other people in their lives. And then when people find out that this person is dating other people, they start reaching out, trying to fuck up whatever they think is going on. And I'm not saying that most times there's something to it, but sometimes there is something to it. But when you have a conversation with that person, pay attention to how they respond. If they are a person that's willing to accept that they may have been irresponsible, they may have been selfish, they could have handled the situation better. Sometimes you can give that person grace. Sometimes there is a possibility that that person really didn't realize that they hurt someone. But if you're dealing with someone like, well, no, it wasn't then that would have been, but we didn't connect, because you cannot tell a person how they should feel about a situation. Especially when people like a person or people get emotionally involved with someone. And I'm not saying it's your responsibility to cater and coddle a person's feelings, but it's common decency. It's just being mindful and just being respectful of another person's feelings. Just being kind. That is simple. That's my time. I hope you guys appreciate the message. I hope you understood the message. Friendship is important, and I think nothing is wrong with the relationship. But I'm going to leave you guys with this. Love yourself first, regardless, in friendships, relationships, and family. Validate you. Know who you are, what your purpose, and what you stand for. Do not allow someone else to make you feel less than who you are because the situation didn't work, or because they decided that you no longer serve them, or they decided that I got something good going on right here. I don't want to fuck that up. And instead of having enough respect for you and saying our friendship has to end here, or I'm in a new relationship and I want to give it all, instead of allowing that situation or that person to make you feel like you wasn't a good friend, or you weren't a good lover, or you wasn't a good family member, accept the fact that your journey with that person has ran its course. That chapter is closed. Wish them the best. Continue to wish them love and pray for them, and keep it moving. Because most time when people wrong you and do fucked up shit to you, it's gonna come back to them. You don't have to do anything to them. It's gonna come back to them. But remember, stay true to yourself. Lead with love and kindness. That's my time. It's your girl, Mood of Love. I'm Baton Rouge.